ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night. It's 8/9/2019. Now, last night at the end of the show, I was talking about Brother Quayle, Brother Steve Quayle. And Brother Quayle said that 47 years ago, he had been saved and that he had purchased, he was excited about it, and he purchased at that time two pages out of a true 1611, one of the original King James Bibles. He had a frontispiece with the artwork saying the Holy Bible and had pictures of various people like Moses and also Jesus and different, and then pictures of angels and that kind of stuff on it. Well, he also got another page, which was a page that had, interestingly enough, on it, and these are big pages, and he had them framed because they're not a small Bible. They were the big, nice, you know, big, nice books. And it had a Revelations 11 and 12 were there. And Steve said he was praying, not long ago, and he was saying, Lord, when or where or what is going to bring on the great tribulation? That 3.5 years, the final years, where there's going to be so many people that are going to die. So many people that die that if it were not shortened for the elect's sake, then there would be no flesh be saved. So he's in on his knees. He told me in Hawk, he said, I was praying. I said, Lord, show me or tell me what will bring on the great tribulation. And then he said, take a look at the top of the page in the corner. All right, and in the corner of that page was, see if I've got it right here. I got to print a picture out. At the top of the page was, on the left-hand side, the two witnesses, and on the right-hand side, an earthquake. And you see, when you go to chapter 11, let's go to verse 18. You know what? It ain't that long. Chapter 11, Revelations. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out, and the measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. And they shall prophesy 1,200. And 80 days. Clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees. And the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, and if rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will, and when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men and 7,000. And the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats and fell upon the faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and which wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come in the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldst give us reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and this was what was on the page, and an earthquake, and great hail. Now that's verse 10. And then it goes into, and there in chapter 12, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth the man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she is a place prepared by God of God, and they that should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, and the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child, and to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly in the wilderness into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times, and a half a time from the base of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what a two powerful pages that Brother Quayle, and incidentally, 47 years ago, they were fairly expensive back then, but Brother Quayle was so excited. But anyway, in telling me, he was praying, and he is asking the Lord what was going to bring on or what events would start the Great Tribulation. And you know what? There we are. What started it? He said, the Lord said, look at the top of that page that you got. And over on the end, on the right-hand top page, is an earthquake. Now, Brother Quayle has been working with a lot of people, been concerned about the Cascadia area of the West Coast. Washington State, you know, really from Juan de Fuca on down, Vancouver and BC and on down through into Oregon, Northern California, you see, that would be that area in general. And he's been having video taken up there, high-resolution video, and flying over various volcanic areas and that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, you know, I just am, it's just incredible that he has been on that, and the Lord has been telling him to stay on that area, and then somebody has came forth, which he's mentioned, I believe, in, on his podcast, and also in the partially there in the alert section of his page, stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com. And consequently, when the Lord told him the earthquake, Steve is hearing from, let's call him a whistleblower that works in that area for the government and the DARPA people and the military and all the EIEIOs that are in charge of all that kind of stuff, which apparently that person has had a demolition derby motorcycle hit and has thrown him into the hospital, almost killed him. And the person never stopped, of course. Well, anyway, the information Steve is getting from that source and others is that the government and the secret government, the deep state with the DARPA and all of the ultra-black scientific community, and people say, well, Hawk, just who is doing all this stuff, you know, with MK Ultra or with this or that or the other, or with super soldiers or with the giants or the giant genes, the genetic. And this person, a really good person, I'm saying, man, this has been going on for a long time. These government grants have been going to UCLA, to Stanford, to all kind of different schools. University of Wisconsin, University of Michigan, all right, Duke University, all kind of different places that get all of these grants, and a lot of schools get them, depending on what it is, Ivy League schools, all these things. They get grants, and they also get contracts that are above top secret, and they enter them into these strict agreements where you can't say or do anything, you know? And if you do, you're probably your family gets killed. And it could get that bad in an agreement. They don't necessarily say that, but they would say something like, consequences might occur, you know, something like that. But non-disclosure agreements. Well, anyway, if you want to look at how that kind of stuff works, because you don't believe that there are people. See, everybody makes a mistake to a great degree, that they think everybody else thinks just like they do. And you might question yourself. You say, well, am I bad or doing bad? Well, the bad people never, ever question themselves in that fashion. You see, you're a good person or relatively good and trying to do the right thing, all of you out there for the most part, 80% of you at least, and your concept of what's evil or bad is not very, it does not encompass the reality of that situation. So you cannot conceive of somebody that could do these things, and why aren't they patriotic, and aren't they on the side of the U.S.? Aren't they on the side of the Lord? No, they're not. They're on the side of Lucifer the Lightbringer. They want to come to your small town. They want to grab your children, grab your spouse, take your property, take your money, take your stocks, your bonds, all your food. They want to grind you. They want to kill you, and they want to feast on your livers. And they want to try to steal your soul for Lucifer so that he can reign in a counterfeit of the life of Lord Jesus, you see. So a good place you can look at this kind of thing, if you take a look at the Bourne Legacy, Jeremy Renner plays a super soldier that has been in several programs after the original Jason Bourne in Treadstone, you see. And he has had genetic and chemical upgrading. And then there are several other programs after him, like this LARCS, okay. But anyway, it gives you an exact idea of who the players are. The DARPA-like people, and they allude to that. They call it something else. But the guy in the beginning of that movie where he's jogging down the thing in the rain, and then he gets stopped by the older guy, you know, from the Senate or whatever, or the DOJ or DOD, and tells him that there's a problem with Bourne. So anyway, you'll see in there that there are various universities and chemical companies and drug manufacturers and other scientists from different big universities that then go to work for the government, and they're then sort of sublimated within the structure of the drug company or in a military unit, and that some of the people and clients of these things that they did were JSOC in this particular instance. Portrayed very well, by the way, by the general who portrayed the general of JSOC, and that portends the previous knowledge of who ran JSOC at a certain point. So anyway, the fact of the matter is that Brother Quayle's been told that there's going to be, that they expect to be in Cascadia, maybe Seattle, maybe that directly in that area, maybe not, maybe at some other spot. But in general, there's going to be a 10 to 11.5, is what Steve told me, gigantic, horrendous earthquake that will just tear up everything, okay? And that then will start from the north in Cascadia and come on down the west coast, go down all the fault lines, and even go down the one that's right in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard, you know, and all of that kind of stuff that's connected to La Brea and on down into Baja and everywhere. All the faults, Garlock, California, all those areas, all the fault lines that are being known are going to blow, and they're going to blow with big numbers. And that this will then basically take out the west coast of the United States will become what I've heard it called in the past on some future maps, and also in the past on some maps that prior to it solidifying, Islas de California. Islas de California, Islands of California. And the population will be Zilcherino, all right? There will still be people who survive and who are saved, but I'm going to tell you what. That is what Brother Quayle is hearing from the backside of science and the government, intel, military, kind of industrial, scientific complex. Now, with all the stuff going on, we still have the ideas, you see, of a power grid down, okay? Like an EMP strike. Now, what's very interesting is that we have over in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom, huge power cut has hit the UK with trains, tubes, traffic lights cutting out across the country. Britain has been plunged into darkness at rush hour with large parts of London, the southeast, Liverpool, Glasgow, and Greater Manchester. Gunchester, up there they call it. Manchester is a pretty good-sized city, too. All without electricity. And then they show pictures in the paper, you know, which is right here that I'm looking at. I believe it's either Daily Mail or, it's the Daily Mail, I believe. Or the UK Sun, I'm not sure which. And the people that were in the tunnels of the subways had to use their cell phone deals. But you see, that tells you that it wasn't a full EMP, but that it was a power grid outage. So this has been done by somebody. And they're unplanned power cuts. Unplanned. And this is over a wide section of the UK. So that, you see, is a portent. It's an omen. And then you see at the same time, in the United States, I got this from, let's see where I've got it here. I had it earlier. Let me see where I got it. Well, anyway, I can ad lib it. I got this from somebody who lives out in the California area, and they're near an air base, and I forget which base it is because I didn't pick that up in the email. A friend of the show, good person, who's a tremendous artist and doing poster art with biblical verses and with Lord Jesus, pictures of Jesus on the front cover of them, trying to do nice posters, beautiful look. Anyway, he said that he was in a convenience store, and he's in a line at a convenience store, and all of a sudden, there was a flash, and the power went out in the whole convenience store. And also, the telephones of the guy in front of him in line had a cell phone out and was talking to his girlfriend on the cell phone. That went out. And everybody said, uh-oh, what's going on? And he ran out the door and looked up. There was a C-130 just passed over the head. Now, that, you see, is the specialized spiking stuff that can take out power grids and computers and what have you on a regional or a smaller basis, you see? So that was being done by a C-130 aircraft flying over. Now, we also have in Russia the second huge depot ammunition or explosion took place. And this one, they say, their people are having to go out and buy potassium iodide, okay, or iodate. Iodide or iodate, K-I for you, you know. K-I, potassium iodide, you see. And that, if you do not have any of it, you should have some of it, okay? And you can look online for potassium iodide or potassium iodate, all right? And there are various websites you can get that from, but you should get some. You can also get it generally at like Whole Foods or a good vitamin store or something like that. And you should have sufficient and understand if there was a major nuclear attack or explosion with a lot of fallout or multiple explosions, what you might need per dosage for adults, for children, or, you know, teenagers, school kids, and for babies, and what that might be, and for how many days you might want to take it. Now, the idea behind that is to flood, you know, the thyroid and various glands with good iodine that then precludes absorption of the radioactive substances. But they've already done that in Russia. Now, what I would say to you is this. I think we have tit for tat going on. There's been so many hits against targets in the United States having been done by the Russian Spetsnaz that Obama hired a number of years ago and that mostly are still inside the United States. But now there are hits tit for tat over there, and you got special ops taking out people there, and also the Red Chinese are hitting targets in the U.S., and there are targets being taken out. For instance, when we had the chemical companies, you see, down in the Houston area, remember a couple of them got taken out? Plastics factory and such, or a poly, you know, a styrene kind of a deal. And we've had two or three of these. Then we had the big refinery up in the Philadelphia area go out. And it's not going to reopen. And then we've had several different chemical factories and plastic factories in Red China along their coastline explode and blow up. So there is a covert war ongoing, tit for tat. We had the submarine off the coast of Alaska. If you're not getting that we're actually in a wartime footing, and that another element of that is the civil war that's ongoing inside the United States already. Now, President Trump and the United States is saying that the U.S. threatens to withdraw troops from Germany, that it may pull out some troops from Germany amid rifts over a naval mission in the Persian Gulf and defense spending. Remarks the U.S. ambassador come from after ahead of two presidential trips to Europe. The U.S. is considering withdrawing some of the U.S. troops stationed in Germany, with Poland put out as a possibility for a new deployment. I guess the head of Poland has said we would welcome U.S. troops. Now, this all goes back to the fact that Russia is supplying most of the oil, natural gas to Germany, all right? And then because of that, the Germans are only spending 1.24% to NATO. They really are siding with the Russians, with Putin. And there's bad blood. U.S. Ambassador to Poland, Georgette Mosbacher, tweeted that her country would be happy, you see, for the American troops in Germany to relocate. So there's a lot of differences, and the Germans don't want to participate in the Straits of Hormuz. The Germans are also building submarines for everybody, okay? Diesel subs for everybody. So is Germany Gomer in the Gog-Magog War? I submit that Brother Quayle said it years ago that Gomer is part of Germany, part of France. All right? And then here's a good one from a good friend of the show, too, about Poleship. And he sent an article from University of Wisconsin, EDU, right? Earth's last magnetic field reversal took far longer than once sought. Funny, he says, how they are keen on playing down the imminent pole shift that would end life on this planet as we know it, never mind the magnetic north shifting towards Siberia and disruption of GPS resulting. Don't believe your eyes. Listen to us. We know what's good for you. He's saying that's the government, you know. He said, curious that the study is funded by the National Science Foundation. This group has been responsible for keeping Antarctica a big secret. Although a lot of truth has leaked out, NSF projects are pretty much run by NASA and DARPA, and nothing to see there. It's all hidden. Do you think that the mad rush of gun confiscation is an attempt to confront the end game after the apocalyptic events come upon the earth? And then he says, you nailed it on your show last night, meaning Thursday night. And he says, thank you, by the way. He said, you are one of the few telling the whole story to the public, and it should be supported. Thank you. Thank you, brother. God bless you. He comes through with some good info from time to time, and it's very good, very accurate, and very poignant. Anyway, I'm just telling you, a lot of people are getting ready to go and get in a trick bag here. And let me just state this again. We have what apparently is the whole top slots. More has come out about the 302s and all the lying, all of the crimes, the treason of the top slots of the FBI, top slots of the FBI, top slots of the CIA, DNI, okay? And all of the EIEIOs, the top of the military. And the reason they tried to go after Trump is because, in a nutshell, they're Luciferian, and they're trying to control the American people and to put them in grids and trick bags so that they can then declare a martial law and start to kill them in bushel loads and reduce the population along with other people of this planet by 80 to 90%. I read all of those quotes to you ad nauseum. You know, about this one saying, Ted Turner or Prince of, you know, the current Queen of England's husband, you know. Prince, what's his name? Anyway. Or the Dutch princes and all the stuff. And all the talk about how he would love to come back as a virus and to reduce the surplus population and to cull the herd, you know. All that crap. Now, we've also talked a lot about MKUltra. And MKUltra anymore does not have to be the way it used to be, which it started out as more crude pain and drug and hypnosis kind of scenarios, and that is still used. But today, they can prepare, because you see, there was a book called The Mind Has No Firewall. Well, let me tell you, it can have a firewall, and that firewall can exist because of the Lord Jesus. If you have Lord Jesus as your Savior, He can protect you in the name of our Father in heaven. So there can be a firewall. There can be an ability to withstand what they're going to throw at you. But a great deal of this, I've talked to you before. There was a good article that was put up on stevequayle.com, and you can find it directly at shepherdsheart.life/blogs. shepherdsheart.life. And it's entitled Secret World of Neuro-Modified Human Weaponized Biological Assassins. Very, very interesting. Now, I've talked to you about it in the past, have I not? And I've talked to you about it in ways that are quite interesting. And here is the one that I was telling you about many times ago. I first started talking to you about this in March. I described it, and I was talking about directed energy, modulated command control, cause-effect electromagnetic multipurpose device capable of affecting any electrical / electronic component of a system, i.e., that which runs, listen to what I'm going to say, component of a system, that which runs a person, a machine, or a component of the same, and that there is now an escalatory spiral of people using these devices on a tit-for-tat basis going on within the units of various opposing factions. And that is no kidding. Now, I'm taking a look at this real quick. Now, the fact is, we called it before. Let me see if I've got that particular, hopefully. Remember where we talked about generation of a scalar frequency? Remember that, which we talked about it years ago, and I got that from an insider. Generation of a scalar energy frequency that will impact the neurophysiological template. In other words, they can take a beam, okay? And they can take into a beam and place a thought or a dream or a vision or a picture inside of your mind. They can give you a command. So if you have somebody that's out here maybe getting shrink help, like down there in Dallas, Fort Worth area, at that one, that place that they discontinued and closed, that Timberlawn, which allegedly was handing out psychotropic drugs to veterans and other people like candy. And the fact is that when you do that, you sort of change reality when people are in there in their little bubble with their device, or they're at home playing computer games and they're all locked in and they got their headphones on and all the stuff and they're running down the road and shooting this and that and the other. You tend to get lost in that cyber world rather than in the real world. So when you've got that kind of scenario and they can then beam in a thought or a command, and let's say that you've been programmed in some kind of a, you know, hypnotic or guided meditation or some kind of a thing, you see, and that's been implanted in you in a sense, they could give a command that goes right lockstep with that and activates a certain hidden plan or set of actions that you're to do. But no matter how they do it, you remember Charles Bronson in the movie Telephone years and years ago, where they had voice cues for the illegal Russian GRU agents that were set into place and put into American society in all walks of life, from, you know, somebody at the driving a boat or being a pilot or working in the grocery store or construction or whatever it was, being a fisherman, whatever it was. And remember, they were on the telephone, somebody was to them from Russia saying, "And the woods are snowy, dark, and deep, and miles to go before you sleep," you know. That awakened those sleepers and then gave them their marching orders. The problem was that I recall in one of them, they hit a facility and blew it up with explosives that they already had, and it was near Apalachicola, but they blew up a building that was an old building and no longer used. So there were all these Russians that were blowing stuff up, sabotaging targets, but that weren't necessarily current targets anymore. They were earlier Cold War targets. So then, of course, Charles Bronson and, you know, there's somebody else, they go and they fight him and they get rid of him and catch the guy that was doing the wrong thing and activating the sleepers. Well, they got these sleepers. Got, Susan Bradley wrote you salute her in heaven. Hi, Susan. A good friend of Brother Quail and of me and of all the shows. And she used to work for a very powerful U.S. Navy admiral who told her that she should listen to Steve Quail because he was one of the few people getting it correct. This is years ago when Steve was on Blueprint for Survival and all of that from Johnstown on, you know, Colorado on. And then she got to where she listened to me and liked me too. And then there was a lot of good people that loved her. But she wrote a thing about the Black Awakening, you know, and wrote an article about that. And it was this time where people who have lost their soul or who have, in your patience, ye possess your souls, they decided to give them up or they allowed them to be taken from them, which is what there are jillions of demons trying to do, okay? And one of the ways they can do it is using a pulse scalar frequency of different frequencies and stuff that can turn on an illness, that can do something that is, going to implant a command in your brain. You see, people, I remember the Flanagan Neurophone. The Flanagan Neurophone, which was an inventor named Flanagan, who was quite a genius type inventor from a young age. And this phone, the Neurophone, you could put it on your arm or on your, you know, on your body, and it would... couldn't hear anything with your ears out here because there was no broadcast. But by putting the Neurophone on your arm, let's say, within about 10 minutes or 5 minutes, you started to hear the information in your mind that was going through the bone structure. And when I experienced that and looked at that, it was when Dr. Nick Begich was at a conference or a Mid-America Constitutional Conference in Green Valley, Missouri, years ago. And I sat with him and also with I can't think of his name right now. The veterinarian from Campos, Colorado, who was head of the National agricultural movement, Eugene Schroeder, Dr. Gene Schroeder, and then his buddy, I think, rest in peace, Tinker Spain, who was from down around Texas, all right? Dr. Schroeder is the one that was, him and others that were geniuses, and they're the ones that took the tractors to D.C. when Carter was in the White House. And they revved their engines and drove around all around the White House and the Capitol and sit out there and hit their horns and rev their engines and all the whole bit. And Carter sent an envoy out, got Gene to talk to say, what is it you guys want, you know? And what farmers back then and today would always want would be an equal shot and parity. In other words, parity to back at a certain period of time to where they're, you know, whatever the inflation rate has been, that's what they should get for the farm products today. But that's never happened, and we're still gooped up on all of that. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, let me finish the thought. So the Neurophone, I talked to Nick Begich, that was also a time when somebody called Bryce Taylor, who had a book, who had been deprogrammed after a whole life of being changed alternatively and alternative personalities and was given at high levels succeeding types of programming and mind control programming using stun guns and then, you know, psychic driving techniques and other items, hypnotism, and being managed by the husband, by the father first and by the husband, then later by others. And she was up to a presidential model. She could interact with the president of the United States and could run and be a courier for them or an assassin for them. But that's why they called it presidential model, because they were programmed to a level that with the proper instructions and cues that they could then be safe to be with somebody that way. And then sexually as well, all that kind of stuff. And that stuff exists, right? But I talked to her for a long time then, but Nick Begich had the Flanagan Neurophone. He no longer represents that, and I believe that Dr. Flanagan and Dr. Begich, their business relationship, switched off some time ago. But anyway, be that as it may, I like old Dr. Nick Begich because he's a brilliant man, but he also knows how to tell you exactly in terms of your own personal language and way and thinking and ability to understand what he's talking about. And his father happened to be with Hale Boggs from Louisiana on a hunting trip in Alaska on a light plane, and that plane was taken out. And that's because Hale Boggs was on the JFK investigation, you know, the Warren Commission, and knew that it was not adding up about who killed JFK and all that kind of stuff. And they took out him, and he was with Nick Begich's dad, Nick Begich Sr. probably, or whatever it was at the time, who was a congressman from Alaska. And I've also been told back then that there was a Democratic-like guy who helped to work for the Democratic Party who drove Hale Boggs apparently to the airport, might have been. I'm not 100%. I'm only about 97% sure. Might have been Slick Willie Clinton, allegedly, was the one that drove Hale Boggs to the airport. Well, anyway, and then they flew to Alaska, and then they had a plane that crashed, and then they supposedly never found the wreckage and all of that kind of thing. But then that was all hushed up because that was a takeout and another hit. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air? Let me tell you something. I hope you do. And may the Lord Jesus bless you 10,000-fold. Easiest is Federal Reserve notes, metals, little silver, little gold, whatever it might be, platinum, whatever. Check or money order just fine. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And God bless all of you. Thank you in advance. And I'll tell you, Brother Quayle, he's got his upcoming branch thing, probably a few seats left at the Mansion Theater. Wonderful place down there. Solving the alien question, okay? And Christians need to know about it. Because Christians have all been told, stay away from all that, that's crazy, that's just the occult. Well, the devil is into the occult and all of that. If you're going to know the enemy, you got to know some about that and how they can use it to deceive the very elect. If the alien spawn or hybrid spawn of the devil and the fallen angels from other planetary systems come on the planet and say, oh, we're here on behalf of the Messiah, you see. And, oh, we're going to heal your cancer. We'll do this. We'll do that. It's wonderful. Oh, we've got this little suitcase here with weird black hieroglyphs on the outside that can just run an entire, you know, city, you know, or small town with just this one small suitcase, 0 point energy. Well, I've told you about that because that already exists, and it was in use at an atoll that wasn't on the charts in 1969, but now might be called Nell or Nella or Nellis Atoll in the Pacific, in between Kwajalein and Hawaii, where the Isle of Dakmaro, and they had the deep undersea bed base. And in 1969, they had some people in white, like ceramic-type armor, who, after a vessel arrived that was a spy vessel, after that spy vessel out at sea had seen a diamond-shaped UFO and then fixed their guns upon it as quickly as possible with a strong boat driver who said, if that thing blinks, you open up, man, and don't stop until that thing goes down. Somebody who had the guts of the old Navy, of the old U.S. military, and who stood astride the deck and had his own 45 at the ready, okay? Like a Patton from the movie, only somebody better, and a whole crew that fear had been removed from them, allegedly, at Edgestone Arsenal. You don't really realize how interesting this is. But be that as it may, they reported it per NSA guidelines and went to that place. That's the Isle of Dakmaro we're talking about. That stuff exists, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a war. We're in this thing. And I'm going to tell you, you better get another can of chunky soup, or if you're going to use your horse and that kind of thing, and if you need a good saddle, if you need panniers, if you need scabbard for your rifle, saddlebags, whatever it might be, harness, leads, anything made out of leather, or if you need a good skinning knife or a good fight knife, for taking scalps, I suppose. A Jeremiah Johnson good fight knife. Go to sharpsaddles.com, 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 and they have a lot of other products too. Talk to them about what you need. You could probably get you a good holster made for something as well. They know the quality letter, and they do quality work. It's not the cheap stuff. They're somewhat negotiable on price, so be willing to do that, but go ahead. They are good Christian people, and they have a store in Oregon, a storefront. Help them out and help boom their business. Sharpsaddles.com. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I think that we're going to go and march all the way on to Civil War. I don't know if we'll have an election in 2020. Because I see items that could disrupt that completely. I see the willingness, even with the guy with the quote-unquote very Russian name in Springfield, Missouri, who walked into in full battle regalia with a 223 variant, I believe, an M4 frame, type frame or platform, and he had his body armor on and all kind of magazines, and, you know, fatigues or BDUs, and he walked into a Walmart with it and got a cart and rode all around through. And then somebody in the, I guess the grocery store part hit the fire alarm and people started heading for the exits. They'd call the cops and said it was, an active shooter available. But you see, this guy didn't shoot anything up. He's in jail now because a good old firefighter who was carrying his own piece got the drop on him as the guy come out of door. And much thanks to the Springfield, Missouri firefighter. Good job for you, and good job for you carrying your own weapon. And if more of you out there just carried your weapons in Missouri or in Kansas, you can carry. You don't need a license to conceal carry. In other states you do, go ahead and get it. Or just do it like Old Hawk did it for years. Old Hawk did it on the premise that I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, you know. Think about that for a minute. You have the right to defend yourself and to defend your family, and that's all there is to it. If you do not have firearms, go out tonight and buy one. If you've got a pistol or a revolver, then go and get a pump 12-gauge shotgun. If you've got a pump 12-gauge shotgun and you got a pistol or a revolver, regardless of caliber, then go and get you a rifle. It can be a bolt-action rifle. It can be a highly accurate with a scope deer hunting rifle. That could be no problem with that. It could be a 223 M4 AR-15 platform. It could be a 7.62x39 cartridge SKS with a little clip that goes in it. Or it could be an AK variant. An AK-47 is a fully automatic weapon. The variants that are available in the United States are not fully automatic unless you have a license. The MAC-90s, the different things, there's different ones you can get. Nothing wrong with those weapons. There's been more people killed in battle with those type of weapons than any other. They're not going to be quite as accurate as a good 223, but I'm going to tell you something. You're going to need something, and you're going to need thousands of rounds of ammunition, and you're going to need chunky soup, water purification, NBC gear, potassium iodine. Don't go into there a Luciferian knifed out of fight, and I'm going to tell you what. Red flag laws are not good. President Trump, they're no good, and neither are these background checks that if you were to give your son or daughter a 410 shotgun or a 22 rifle to teach them how to hunt, you would have to do a background check on them before you gave them as a gift and them to care. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. MMB. You did a good job on Chaikin, Siberian. I think you're doing real good jobs on weapon depots in Russia. You still got the three gorgeous dam. And if you tickle it right with the electromag, you still got the right kick to it. It has a fall in the three gorgeous dam inside. It might keep 10 million, 20 million red Chinese busy. Wow. With the time.